morning. It's Thursday, September the 9th, and we are in Isaiah 51. And this morning, in verses 9 through 11, verse 11 reminds me of chapter 35 of Isaiah. It's a beautiful verse. It's full of assurance. It's full of joy. It's full of a picture of God's redeemed people singing his praises, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And it's a picture, of course, in the first instance of the return from Babylon, the exiles who came back from Babylon, and they came back, when they went to Babylon, remember they hung their harps in the trees, Psalm 139, because music had flown from them, but now they're returning home again, and it's a picture of triumph. It's a picture of joy. Notice in verse 9, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord, awake as in days of old. The generations of long ago, was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces? Rahab is Egypt. In pieces, who pierced the dragon. In Canaanite mythology, ancient Canaanite mythology, there was a belief that the sea contained a great monster. And the Bible uses this monster. He's called Leviathan. The Jews were not seafaring people. The Phoenicians were, for sure, but and to some extent the Egyptians were, and those from the Aegean, and so on. But the Jews were not, and so in the Old Testament there's this constant narrative that in the bottom of the sea is this sea monster. And the Bible uses it. It's a mythological character, of course, but we are driven not just by things that are real, but we're also driven by things that we make up, that we're driven by our fantasies and so on. And this may well be something that is mythological, but God is able to destroy it. That's the picture. It's a picture of the that you need to be strong in the Lord, remembering the strength of Almighty God. Verse 11, beautiful, beautiful verse. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Well, this is all in anticipation of the fourth Seven Song, which we'll be coming to perhaps next week or maybe the week after, in verse 13 of chapter 52 and then the whole of Isaiah 53. Well, that's it for today. Have a wonderful day.